There have been 70 shootings resulting in injuries and 11 in deaths in Syracuse from January through September of this year. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, officials are offering up a range of solutions on how to reduce gun violence in the city.
Syracuse Common Councilor Khalid Bey says shootings in the city happen over petty misunderstandings. Syracuse Police Chief Frank Fowler agrees and says the gun violence seen in the city is random in nature and called it a result of irrational thinking. Fowler says law enforcement needs more help from the public to prevent gun violence.
If the police receives full cooperation from the general public, that would discourage the bad guys from committing these acts within certain neighborhoods because they know that they're not going to be able to get away with it.
Onondaga County District Attorney William Fitzpatrick says a lack of public cooperation is an issue in the city. In an effort to alleviate some of that, Fitzpatrick announced on Wednesday that county residents can now anonymously text law enforcement when they see a crime. In terms of gun violence, Fitzpatrick says illegal firearm purchases are one part of the problem.
The fact is that there are a lot of people that will go to southern states that have lax gun laws, purchase a number of guns, and then make a very sizable profit up the Iron Highway, Route 95, by selling them in New York, and eventually they make their way into the streets of Syracuse.
Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner says she's been lobbying Congress to pass tougher gun control laws, and the gun violence will continue until they do. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.